And a good Wednesday, Thursday afternoon, Audio Booers. It's Hans here. And welcome to another Audio Boo here from back home in St. Catharines, Ontario. And I just got home yesterday after a rather long and adventuresome Greyhound bus ride. But I will tell you about that. I was supposed to come back on like Monday, the 16th, which I did do, but my original ticket when I purchased it back in June called for me to return home, to leave at 11:30 a.m. and head up to go up through Birmingham, connect in Birmingham, and then bus it to Nashville, connect there, and then up through Cincinnati and Cleveland, Cincinnati, and then actually work sort of over towards Detroit and cross the border Detroit, Windsor, come up to Toronto, change buses in Toronto, and be back in St. Catharines about 6:30, about that evening, which would have been Tuesday evening. Well, that didn't go because when I went to file for change, for the ADA assistance, which in the U.S., they will provide assistance, whatever help you need for traveling. They told me that there was a change. The scheduling had changed. So even though I had the confirmation, I had to get another ticket. So I booked it for the 3:40 time out of Oxford Anniston, Alabama. And so I was supposed to go from there to Atlanta, get there about shortly after 6 Atlanta time, which is about a two-hour bus ride. And, I think it would be like 6:40, something like that. No, it was like 6 something. I was supposed to get into Atlanta at any rate. And so, at any rate, I was going to go and their system wasn't working. So, to change the ticket, the system wasn't working. They couldn't get, they wouldn't let it put my name in the system. So, at any rate, they had me, they put me on the bus to go to Atlanta and to have Atlanta handle the ticket change. So I thought, okay, well, they'll handle it. Well, I get to Atlanta, they gave me a claim for the bag and everything, like the tag. And so they told me I have to go to, once in Atlanta, they have to exchange it for a new one. So I get to Atlanta, a driver helps me in. And I get some other guy to help me in, and I just told them about my bag, how to claim my bag, and they say, yeah, well, we'll get somebody to help you. We'll get someone to look after that for you. So, at any rate, I go in, it doesn't allow some information to be put in something. I guess, I don't know if it's because it's a unrecognized Canadian city or what the excuse was, but at any rate, they had to, the lady at the service desk had to get help, something about doing an override, something like that. And so they put me on a bus, and they tell me that, well, the next bus will leave at 12:45 a.m. So that's about more than 6 hours from when that was. So I thought, wait a minute here, you're telling me 6 hours? And they said, yes, it is, it's 12:45 a.m. And okay. So at any rate, so I had to get the bus, and I'd entrusted them with my baggage and everything like that, and so I thought, well, everything was all set. And so get on the bus, and then coming back, I had the trip also include 4 hours 15 minutes in Cleveland, which was like six something in Cleveland. And and that's after several stops along the way. And so that's that 4 hours in Cleveland. And so I leave there at 10:15. And all this time, of course, I had my luggage entrusted because I was just a little claim ticket says to claim in Buffalo. So I figure, okay. So I get to Buffalo at 2 a.m. and 2:05 a.m. and they tell me my bag wasn't on the bus. Okay, this will be continued in the next audio boost since I'm running out of time here.